Track 13. And now we come to the sport. And as usual, there's quite a lot of it, so it will be heavily edited. Avery, good weekend for Newton's Max. Decoy BMX Club were honoured to host the coveted Southwest Championships last weekend. Riders competing hailed chiefly from local clubs in Torbay and Exeter, but there were entries from Cornwall, Tiverton, Burnham, Biddeford, Bristol and Bath. Decoy riders performed particularly well at their home race, with 12 winning in their respective age categories. Going forward, they will don the Southwest One plate in races until the next Southwest Championships. 17-year-old Max Avery of Newton Abbott bagged the title on his 10th time of trying, finishing first in the elite rider category. And now we'll come on to football. Troubled teens lose. A scrappy Chris Wright goal helped Ivybridge Town to a 1-0 win over 10-man Tynmouth at Erm Valley on Saturday. Wright found the net shortly before the half-time interval as league leaders Ivybridge extended their unbeaten run to 10 games and punished a makeshift teens side. Jared Lewington netted his 100th goal in Buckland Athletic colours in a 3-0 win over St Blasey on Saturday. Lewington followed it up with goal 101 and had Sam State for company on the score sheet as the Bucks delivered a clinical performance. Premier pace set by New Boys. With the South Devon Football League division starting to take shape after three weekends of play, it's interesting that three of the top four teams in the Premier Division were promoted from Division 1 last season. In the game of the day, Tony Lace's Ilsington Villa team beat Morley Rangers 2-1 at Plimstock School. Jamie Soper scored both goals to secure a valuable three-point lead against Plymouth. Morley remain top of the table by virtue of goal difference, and they have played one more game than their rivals. Elsewhere in the Premier Division, last season's heavyweights Kingstainton Athletic and Buckfastleigh Rangers settled for a 3-3 draw at Broad Park. In Division 1, only Newton Abbott Spurs second, Brixham Town and Paignton Saints have a 100% record. Buckland Athletic second secured their second win since moving from the DFL. A 2-0 victory at Buckfastleigh Rangers seconds put them nicely placed in mid-table. Bobby Tracy seconds look like they're continuing their fine form from last season. A 7-1 demolition of unbeaten Newton Rovers makes them the team to beat in Division 2. Spurs undone by tricky Tigers. Newton Abbott Spurs suffered their first defeat in six with a 2-0 loss at Axminster Town on Saturday. Craig Veal and Jake Quick netted before half-time break for Axminster, who themselves were winless from their previous four. The two sides have now played each other twice in the league, an unusually early feat, with Newton drawing a blank in both games. The reserve fixture finished 0-0. Now a little bit about rugby. Newton knocked by 99. Newton Abbott's RFC 106-7 drubbing at the hands of Wadebridge Camels is nothing to be ashamed of, according to the club's director of rugby. The All Whites sent a make and do men's side to the Molesworth Field to honour the South West 2 fixture. Mike Saxon, the All Whites playing supremo, said the result was unimportant in the grand scheme of a 22-game season. And a little bit about cricket. Blitzing Bovey win Wombat Cup at a canter. The heat was on at Cornwood County Cricket Club for the Wombat Under 19 T20 finals day, with temperatures approaching 30 degrees as four sides battled it out for the trophy. The semi-finals saw home side Cornwood Cyclones drawn against Heathcote Chargers and Bovey Blitz, playing against Ruby Royals. The Blitz dominated with the Royals from the outset, with Ben Kay, 2-9, striking early, followed up by Pace, Harry Mount, 3-2, and Jack Ansley, 3-13. In the final, Cyclones won the toss and put the Blitz in. It was a fairly quiet power play, with Bobby 32 for no loss at 5 overs. And now we'll have a quick look at running. Trotter ladies fly the flag at home 10K event. The Teignbridge Trotters stage their annual ladies 10K race on Sunday, September the 24th. Dornerfield Caravan and Camping Site near Ipplepen was for the 26th year the race venue. The Trotters are very grateful to the Caravan and Motorhome Club, the new owners of the site, for allowing them to continue to stage the race from there and be able to use their wonderful facilities. The weather was fairly kind to the 198 runners that lined up. It was dry and mild, but very blustery. This did not seem to faze the race winner, Naomi Flanagan, from Torbay Tri Club, who flew round the undulating course and crossed the line in a very impressive 38 minutes and 46 seconds. In second place, and certainly a name to look out for in the future, was Molly Shorey, running for the City of Plymouth AC in a time of 40 minutes, 46 seconds. In third place, matching the third place she achieved last year from the Teignbridge Trotters, was Chloe Alford in a time of 41 minutes and 29 seconds. And a trail pair go well on 10K weekend. Two Holden trail runners completed in 10K races on Sunday. Club chair Anthea Bard did the Newton Abbott Ladies 10K and finished 18th overall in 48 minutes 40 seconds, which saw her win the FV55 age category. Simon Bundy, meanwhile, took part in the Warhorse 10K at Iddesleigh near Okehampton and came home 64th in 56 minutes and 8 seconds. And that concludes the sport for this week.